Blog Talk Radio.
Wham! Here we go, folks. It's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. If you're here in the live feed, what's happening? Raquel, Lisa, Vicky, Brian Lang, ladies and gentlemen, Live Truth Radio. You want to check him out, Brian Lang and Live Truth Radio. Check it out soon. George is there in the live feed. Steve is there. Steve, I'm ready for you to give a ring. We are live on the air. Chuck Hinman's there. He's been posting some stuff. We have some contamination happening in some fish and stuff. Maybe we can get Chuck on here real soon. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Hope is watching. Make sure if you're in the Spring Hill, you know, on the West Coast area of Florida, you check out the Bob Hope, Barefoot Bob and the Hope. Go check him out, seek him out, search him out. Lane's in there, Billy Belo's there. What's happening? We have one heck of a show lining up for you tonight. It was going to be Straight Talk with El Guapo tonight, but check it out. Bam. Here we go. And what's happening? I don't know what's up with the soundboard. It's weird. It plays it without playing it, and then it plays it. Right here, right here.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. We will be having a couple of guests join us this evening, after all. One of my oldest friends, Eric Bowman, great guy, known for a long time. This is for Eric. That's my boy, Eric. I can only play a clip because I keep getting copyrighted. You know, they say, oh, my God, you can't play that song. What are you doing? But, Steve, if you need the number, I think I posted it in our group chat. You go head on over there and check it out. If not, 347 is the area code, 637-3942. And you know what to do. So there's all kinds of news breaking, and I don't know none of it. It's really great. And so if you're one of our guests this evening, feel free to call right now. I've just been hanging out with a family. Our nephew's here. We went out on the boat. I haven't been paying attention. So I'm behind the eight ball. We did have an awesome rally on Monday with the Trump Unity Bridge and Rob Coitus. He's riding the whole border. He's heading on down now. And Billy, if you're down in Texas, the Trump Unity Bridge is coming your way, so you want to link up with Rob. Contact me later in a message, and I'll give you his phone number because he won't respond to you on Facebook Messenger and other means. He likes you to go right to his cell phone. So I'll give you that number. You can line up something and have a rally with the Trump Unity Bridge there in Texas. We just had him here in the Sunshine State. It was a great, great, great thing. And here we go. Check it out. He hung up. Come on, Eric, call back. Call back, Eric. So what was I saying? And then we have another friend here, Paul. He has a group, We the People. He is now soliciting volunteers to join him. He's going to come down during the summer to do some border ops to help out with the folks down there on the border. They want to be the eyes and the ears to help with border patrol.
We the people here now soliciting volunteers to join him.
Turn down your radio.
Down during the summer to do some border ops. To help
out with down. Hey, Mark.
Some reason I hear you. I hear the radio in the background. You turned it down. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I was playing sticks because my good friend here, Eric, was in a band, Almost Sticks, for a while. I want to say hello to the folks joining in the watch party, too. We got it going on here. We got Damon and Richard, and Lane, and Bob, Barefoot Bob and Hope. he's checking out the show. I hope he sticks around. What's happening, Eric?
Hey, buddy. I hear Bob Hope and the Bob and the Barefoot. Okay, whatever he calls it now. They got a cruise going on. You might want to sell that for him. They got a big thing where they're going on a big old cruise, and I think it's with is it Marvelous Marvin? I'm not sure.
The radio guy?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they got a cruise going on. Bob will get on with you and tell you all about it.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? He don't usually tune in, you know? But he's
yeah,
there.
I see
him. He's
not good. That's great for them. That's really good for them. So how you doing, Mark?
Good. I'm gonna tell folks a little bit about my friend Eric. I met Eric somewhere around 1983 or 84 up on Long Island 100,000 years ago before technology, when we were still free. And before George Orwell's 1984 came to fruition, where I think we're pretty much there right now, if you know what I mean. Here we are. George, you know, scary stuff,
yeah.
Scary times we're living in.
So,
what do you think?
So I guess let's get down to a little brass tacks about the political thing. I don't know, you say you haven't been, you didn't get to watch any news, but
I've been
now that, all right, well, now that they figured out that Trump had no collusion, and the Democrats are still clutching at straws. Now they want to see his taxes. It's like, what's next? It's a witch hunt. Just don't leave the poor bastard alone.
You know what's really sad, Eric? What I find to be really sad. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Gary Binford, Nation Savers. Check him out right now, folks, if you don't want to listen to my blabbermouth. Check out Gary Binford and Nation Savers. He's a great writer. He used to write for the New York Daily News as a sports writer. Welcome to the live feed, Gary. I'm talking with my good friend, drummer extraordinaire from bands like Repeat Offender, Live and Let Die, and Repeat Offender goes way back, ladies and gentlemen. Live and Let Die, and of course, Almost Sticks. Awakening big time over the last few years politically, and he's joining us. I know him since the 80s. He's a great guy. And welcome to the show, Gary. I'm glad to see you there in the live feed. Yes, indeed. So the Democrats right now, it's really insane because they don't care about, like, crumbling infrastructure. They don't care about the economy. They don't care about jobs and national security. The only thing they care about is taking down Trump. They don't care what their constituents think. They don't care what our foreign allies think. All they want to do is destroy this man. And they have the Fourth Estate Watchdogs, also known as Mainstream Media Propaganda Wing, fully covering their ass. And it's scary.
Well, Mark, I have to agree, and it comes across party lines. It seems that everybody just seems to be wanting to damage the other rather than serve the country, which is what they're supposed to be doing. And back on Long Island, I don't know if you remember this, but I was very involved with politics. I was a member of the Independent Party at the time. People like Lou Bongiorno and
Rand
Bill Bogart.
Ron Paul.
Well, on Long Island, I don't care about him, but on Long Island, we were the Independent Party. My friend was the president of the Independent Party, and I was a state committee member. I started as a county committee member and a judicial delegate, so I actually held three posts. So I'm not just talking out of my bum.
Right on.
But what we were, where we were like the
I talked out my bum. I have none of that experience.
Well, okay, but I can show you certificates, and I'm surprised you don't know that about me. And I can give you my friend's name. I have to look it up again because you caught me in a senior moment. But he still runs the Independent Party in Long Island, and they are a major contributor to behind Trump and the Republicans because we didn't believe in what the Democrats are doing. And when you see what the Democrats are putting up for the 2020 election – It's so pathetic. It's scary what these people are saying. And it's amazing that they're not intelligent enough. Rather than chase Trump's butt all over the mall, they should be worrying about putting up a good candidate. And they're incapable of doing it. They're so much in need of giving us, say, another JFK or perhaps even a Clinton, even though Clinton was a sly dog. He wasn't an unintelligent president. So the bottom line is they really need to spend more time putting somebody in place that has a chance, that has some knowledge, and they're not. And everything these people are saying is so off the track.
What's wrong with creepy Joe Biden? Joe Biden's great. I think they should put him up there. Socialist Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. I mean, they got great candidates. I think they should put them all forward because then we know we have a great chance.
Listen, Trump is going to be president
Kamala
again.
Harris.
He's going to be president again. Now, listen, I'm going to be honest with you from being a New Yorker. Okay, let's face it. He's a little crazy. He's not the smartest guy in the world, but he is about America for Americans. He is bettering our country because he's closing the borders. We've been wiping the rest of the world's butt for decades, giving ourselves away, giving our money away, giving social services to people from out of our country when our own people are starving. And it's just really pathetic. It's about time somebody is standing up for Americans.
So you've been involved in politics for many, many years. In all of your life, have you ever seen a president put out a list of promises during debates, get elected president, and on January 21st start checking them off one by one? Never in my life.
No, but I see this man doing it, and he's doing a decent job. He's probably, I would have to say, without knowing the statistics offhand, He's at least at 65%. He's checking them off. He's getting shit done.
Yep.
I hope I can say
great. Yeah, you know, I try to encourage folks to have their kids watch, you know, so because, you know, one thing I know for a fact is if you know a 16-year-old right now in 2020, they're voting.
Well, I hope they are, and I hope they realize that these Democrats are just going to really hurt the country. If we lose election...
Come on. You don't think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is doing a great job of presenting the Green New Deal? No cows, no planes, no combustion engines, retrofit every building, rebuild every house within 10 years, because in 12 years the world's going to come to an end.
Well, you know...
Hey, Eric, I know you remember. 1978, we were all going to freeze to death because of an ice age, remember?
Right.
40 years later, now we're going to fry. 40 years later, now we're going to cook.
It looks pretty bleak if the Democrats do win. And the only thing I can think that would cause that to happen, God help us, would be a high minority vote don't realize that he is actually out for them as well, and
they do. I've already spoken with one of the creators of Lexit, Latinos exiting the Democrat Party, which is on fire. Blexit, blacks leaving the Democrat, and Jexit, Jews leaving. There's groups of these people, and they're leaving in mass. They're bailing
really
on their party.
He really is trying to improve the inner cities that are so bad off. And a lot of these people hear the rhetoric and they don't realize he's actually on their side. And the other thing that could hurt us in 2020 is the woman vote, again, because, you know, you hear all the things about Donald and blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is he was really out for the American people. And I just hope that these people go a little deeper than the fake news and actually get it.
Yep. Hey, I want to say hello to the Common Core Diva, Lynn Taylor, there in the live feed. You want to find her on Facebook and look what she's doing. She's fighting the Common Core. which is that horrific curriculum spearheaded by Jeb Bush. And for some reason, the Republican Party had seemed to like it for some, but then they realized through folks like me and my wife who scream and yell about how crappy Common Core is, they listened. And now Governor Ron DeSantis is getting ready to scrap it for something that's almost as bad. Find out all the information at Common Core Diva. Lynn, please post your website on the live feed. Yes, because we're touching on everything. Eric, on this show, I talk about the education system. I talk about the immigration system. I talk about the military. We cover every issue. We talked about – I had Roger Stone on, man. You can't believe it. Before he got in trouble, Roger Stone was on my show. It was amazing. We do some fun stuff here. I'm waiting for my friend Steve to call. He said he was going to call in. You got to hear this guy's story. And this girl, Marissa, I can't believe it. I sent you. Did you read what I sent you? I sent you something in a text, in a Facebook message. And this young lady's going to join us. Her name's Marissa. She's in a meeting right now. It's unbelievable what happened. She was at this thing, and they were talking about, you know, it was a political convention somewhere. They were all meeting, and she was sitting next to this guy, a Democratic senator for one of the states, and it's pretty crazy. I'm going to find it. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it when she comes on, too, because it's really something else. It's unbelievable what's going on in this world. And this guy, what's his name here? David Stringer. And he's an actual elected official who had 67,000 voters. 67,023 people voted for this guy in Prescott, Arizona. His name's David Stringer. Check out his story. It's pretty crazy.
Well, Brian,
information.
Let me say one last thing. Mark. You know, back on Long Island, I was an independent. The independent party on Long Island is ran by a man named Frank McKay, and you can look him up. And we were Yeah, you remember Frank and his brother Gordon? Well, he runs the Independent Party, and he's very involved in politics. If you look up Frank McKay, you'll see him with all the famous politicians, everybody. And the reason they brought me in and got me in posts was because they knew I knew a lot of business people and a lot of people, because we're capitalists to some degree. We have to better ourselves. And the Independent Party then brought me around to the Republican Party. So I'm going to get off. I'm going to let you know. I appreciate you and your show and what you're doing, and I'm all about it. And look up Frank McKay as an independent, and you'll see he's all about what we're talking about. And God bless you, brother. I love what you're doing, and I'll be in touch with you during the week.
Stay on the line.
All right,
you got to run. You got to hear this. This girl's going to come on and join us. You got to hear this quick story. Don't go nowhere.
I'll watch it on Twitter. I don't have to be on the phone, right?
It's best to listen on the phone, actually. But if you don't want to hold on to your phone and you can watch on the line.
I'll try to hold on. It looks like my battery's low, but yeah, I would love to hear it.
If you got the live feed on, that works. The live feed runs too. See, there
okay,
we are.
Okay, buddy.
All right, Eric, thanks for coming on.
Look up Frank McKay, the Independent Party on Long Island in New York. And God bless you, brother, and America for Americans. It's about freaking time.
Frank used to be in that band with Billy Bogart.
No, I think he managed it. He wasn't actually in it. But, yes, he was best friend. Billy Bogart is also in the Independent Party. They brought me in.
Right on. All right, Eric, I'll talk to you, man. Thanks for calling in. Ladies and gentlemen,
right,
Eric Bowman, long-time political activist. Yeah, I know the guy 30 years. I didn't know that part. Who knew? That's crazy. You think you know somebody. So this young lady is going to be coming on the show here shortly, and her name is Marissa Hamilton. She come on. We would talk. She was doing some investigating into the illegal alien children in the foster care system. What happens is they get trafficked across Mexico from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. They drag these kids, some of which now have been starved and dehydrated to death. They blame that on Donald Trump. Nothing to do with Democrat policies and the crap that they did. But they traipse these kids. They traffic them because in the last budget bill, the Democrats had they made them put in, if you come with a kid, you get in free. It's like a get in free card. So everybody grabbed the kid and off they came. And they tracked these kids across Mexico. And so now these kids get taken away at the border. Now the separation at the border, what's happening, folks? And the creepy pictures you see of the kids in cages, that was in 2012 under Barack Obama. The caged children is George Bush and Barack Obama's baby. Those clowns did the cages. Our president has set up some fancy places for these people. They have better stuff than you and me. But they bring these kids, they traffic them across Mexico, 2,000 miles through the arid Mexican climate, starving the children. Then they get here and they separate them at the border and they try to find the kids' families. In some cases, they find the family members that live in America and they get to go with the family members. Sometimes the people aren't necessarily family members, but they say they are family members and these kids get trafficked. And the kids that don't have any family members and they can't find the family members make it into the foster care system, by which the foster care system gets $80,000 a year in some places, in some states, and she's over there in the Arizona area, so I'm guessing in Arizona it's $80,000 a year for each kid. So they get all these kids into the foster care system, and they're not really trying to move them, because for each kid they get $80,000 a year. If they keep that kid there for a year, it's $80,000. See? So it's a big money scheme that's going on right now with the foster care and the trafficking. So they get trafficked, then they pay somebody a couple $1,000s to take my kid with you, or they take a kid and they traffic that kid up to the border. And when they get separated, then they get trafficked again. Because anytime there's a money transaction for a human being, I don't care if it's the foster care system or the adoption system, which they are great, great things. They've helped many kids find families, but there have been many kids that have maybe found death, rape, sexual assault, and violence while being trafficked by our local government adoption agencies and foster care places and things like that. It's really scary. She recently was information from the investigative report to the State House just adds to the disgusting creepiness of all the other reports that have come out about Stringer. I guess in the 80s, he was accused of raping kids. So our friend, Marissa Hamilton, she was at this event where David Stringer was, and conversation with Hamilton she had recorded because she was live streaming on Facebook this event that they were at. And he doesn't think sex trafficking is a concern, and he didn't want to demonize it. So he didn't really want to ask the question at the seminar. And he also said that although he doesn't believe there is much child sex trafficking, there are a lot of 15-year-old prostitutes. And he's laughing as he says it. And then he didn't resign from the legislature until reports were about to surface concerning the charges brought against him in the 80s that involved paying for sex with boys, including one who is reported to be developmentally disabled. The guy is a sick, twisted man, and she was there with him, and he was saying all this crazy stuff. So this guy, David Stringer, is kind of crazy. I got to find out where he's a senator at. Let's see. David Stringer. Former Representative David Stringer. I guess it's there in Arizona. So she's going to come on. We're going to talk a little bit about it. It's pretty crazy stuff. So while I wait, hopefully that we can get Steve. I want Steve Rohrbeck to call in too, because his story is pretty incredible. But I don't see him. So let's see. Let's see if we can get Steve to call in. Steve, you calling? And so I've been playing this song. I'm going to play a tune right now. I love music. They won't copyright me on this one because I got full permission from Dave Bray himself to play his excellent hit, Freedom Rings. Now, folks, if you want to get this record, it's called Dave Bray USA Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition. You may remember Dave Bray as the lead singer of Madison Rising. And this is, he's on a promising solo career. His record's doing really good. He's on a tour. I guess he's got 25, a tour of the States. And this is his song. Let's see if it comes with a commercial. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It's off the YouTube. I play it through my little Bluetooth speaker. It's amazing. Technology is just a wonderful thing. And I've been having trouble with the Wi-Fi signal in this place. Yeah,
right,
see, it comes with a commercial.
What kind of salad costs $14? How do people just buy a house?
Skip the ad, and here we go. Freedom Rings, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Go there today. Uh-oh. It ain't playing. Here we go. Oh, my God. It's spinning. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
For every soul from every war, cross seas, run ashore, break every bolt, lost life, dropping the lead, we don't lay.
And really quick, I would like to plug Heroes for Homes in Maryville, Tennessee. Check out the lostvets.com. They're needing donation for homeless veterans up in Maryville, Tennessee area. The lostvets.com. Freedom rings, folks.
These fine friends,
that's right, folks. That's Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Head on over today. Get your copy of Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. I also want to shout out to my friend Paul Riley over at PatriotShip.com. Head on over to – it's backwards, folks. It's a camera, you know. That's why it looks like it. PatriotShip.com, Paul Riley. That would be – call him up at 513-317-5550. PatriotShip.com, LibertyRush.com. Also, my good friend Rob – funny, isn't it? Paul and Rob. At the last rally, I kept calling Rob Paul and Paul Rob. It's weird. It's crazy. It's deep. Where are all these Pauls and Robs coming from? Then we got Rob over at libertyrush.com, where you can get social media, free speech, social media without the liberal craziness and the censorship and the jail sentences and all that fun stuff. So, folks, again, please, I want to say this again because I believe it's very important. Whenever we get a group reaching out, we try to spread the word. So, thelostvets.com, ladies and gentlemen, up in Maryville, Tennessee, Heroes for Home. Check them out. Send them $1. Send them $10. Send them whatever you can. Every dime counts. Our veterans deserve it. Don't you agree? I agree. I think so. So we're hoping to get Marissa to come on the show here soon. She texted me that she was in a meeting, and when she got out of the meeting, she'd come and join us. We are the Patriot Nation Radio Network. This is the Patriot Nation Radio Show live, and I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. Previously, we talked with Eric Bowman, a good friend of mine, longtime friend of mine. A shout out to Bowman Fence and Landscaping, or Landscaping and Fence from Spring Hill. If you need a fence or you need your grass cut, call Eric. I know he's been doing it for years and years and years and years and years, and he's pretty damn good at it. You know, he's been doing it as long as I know him. That's Bowman Landscaping and Fence in the Spring Hill area of the Sunshine State. You want to get your lawn done or get a fence, he's the man. So, being that I'm out of touch and out of time, I'm going to go onto my pages so I can learn a little something. Hey, Margaret, you sent me a friend. I'm going to confirm that friend request. There you go. I think I just confirmed it. We'll try it again here. Uh-oh. Confirm. Live feed has stopped. Resume. So this radio stuff's really fun. I really enjoy it. But I'm way, way out of touch lately because I've been just enjoying myself, trying to get my head clear. You know, we had this massive rally. It was so much fun Monday up at the Town Square Mall in Spring Hill, where Susan's Trump Country happens to be. Good stuff happened there. Really, really got my hat there. I was reading the tag, though. It's kind of funny. When you read the tag, it doesn't matter. Everything's made in China. It's crazy. You can't get a hat made in America. It's unbelievable. We really, really, really got to figure out how we can get the United States Olympic team uniforms made in America, and our hat, you know, I got the hat. I love the hat. It's made in China. It's a killer. It's a real killer. You don't think? So I'm going to go here and scan the pages and see what's shaking in the news. And I got my things doing all kinds of freaky things. It's doing flips, and I don't know what's going on with my stuff. But here we go. See, look, folks, you can go right over to this. Look, search me out. That's what you're looking for, Patriot Nation, the Patriot Nation Radio Network on Facebook. You find that, and you hit like. When I have shows, you'll be in tune with the page, and you'll get all the updates and cool memes and things I like to do. Do a lot of cool memes, a lot of fun things. Make you laugh sometimes, make you wonder, make you go, Like they used to say, I think it was on the Arsenio Hall show, things that make you go, Anybody remember the Arsenio Hall show? I remember it. He tried to come back. Didn't work out too good. Kind of a shame. I was hoping that he would be as funny, but he wasn't as funny. He's kind of lost it. A lot of these great kind of lost it. So we got in Florida here, lawmakers come together to outlaw sanctuary cities. They got some legislation winding through the legislature here to get rid of the sanctuary city policy. And we really need to crack down on sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities where criminal gang members, MS-13 people, can hide and kill and deal drugs and traffic children. So if you like sanctuary cities and you're for sanctuary cities, you are definitely part of the problem. That's a fact. That's crazy stuff that people would support that. Especially after, like, Kate Steinle gets killed and Grant Ronnebeck gets killed and Marianne Mendoza's child, and Laura Iris Wilkerson's child, all of which have been on my show. All been here. Every single one of them have been here. Oh, you know what? I wanted to play this. I'm so glad I saw this. I had this crazy debate on my radio page over this. This is one of the things that gets me. I'm going to play this right now. Ready? Let's play it from the beginning. Let's see what we got.
You spoke about states taking steps, but the focus is to literally get families. You spoke about
this is about red flag gun laws. This is our president saying this. Someone told me I took this out of context, and you could hear, oh, they're talking about crazy people. But if you listen to the first gentleman speaking, I'm not sure which member of the our government this man is from, but he's sitting across from the president, and they're discussing red flag gun laws. The gentleman here, I'll try to put the video in the screen so we can all see it. The gentleman speaking says clearly that we got to get due process, we got to go to court. You got to do the right thing, this, that, and the other thing, so that we can protect people. Then the president comes out and says, yeah, court? I'm not too sure about court. It takes a long time. I think we got to get the guns first and worry about due process second, something along those lines. So you want to get blown away. You want to tell me I heard this out of context? Folks, I want your opinions on this. When you hear this and you see this, you tell me what you think when you hear this. Nobody's rights are trampled. Guy said that. So nobody's rights are trampled. You got to go to court. Ready? Ready.
Mr. Robinson?
I don't think I took that out of context at all. I think I heard very clearly the gentleman say, we don't want to trample on people's rights. And then the president say, get the guns first. I did not take that out of context. That is straight from the horse's mouth, folks. Very important to hold our politicians accountable when they violate our constitutional rights, even if we love the president. All because he signs it doesn't make it right. Ooh, some people say, oh, but he's doing it America first. This is his real agenda. He's doing it America first. Okay, so what if it was under Obama, hope and change? You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? So make sure you call 202-224-3121 often and leave a nice message of what you think of red flag gun laws. Yeah, red flag gun flaws. Man, I just came up with a good one. Marco Rubio is the champion of the red flag gun law. Marco Rubio has lost all credibility to me as a Republican, as a conservative, of anybody who has constitutional values that hold up their political views. He's done. He's cooked in my book. I'm voting Democrat if I have to. I'm not voting for Mark Rubio. He will not get my vote, never. If he came to my town and ran for president of the 4-H Club, I would vote for the local swine, the little piglet that's in this pen outside that we grease up and chase around the pen, you know, whatever you want to do. And chickens out in the barn or something. Crazy. This radio stuff is a riot. I got 20 minutes to go. My guest is in a meeting. Steve didn't make it. I was hoping Steve was going to make it. Steve's story is incredible. And I feel so bad for the Angel families. Folks, as you know, I had Laura Irish Wilkerson on my show. Her wonderful son was murdered by an illegal alien. He was beaten. He was beaten again. He was strangled. He was beaten again and strangled. That's what I said. Till the bubbles started, blood bubbles started coming out of his nose, dragged into a field and set on fire. Steve Ronnebeck's wonderful son was at work at a convenience store. Gentlemen come in for a pack of cigarettes with a pocket full of change. Here's my little man. Say hi, everybody. Came in with a pocket full of change and said, yes, I'll take a pack of cigarettes, please. And he put the change on the counter. And Steve's son, Grant, said, oh, well, let me just count and make sure it's all here. And the guy said, what, you don't trust me? Pulled out his gun, shot him in the face, and left with the pack of cigarettes. 21, 22-year-old kid. The man who shot him was an illegal alien who, for 2 weeks, held a young lady captive in a hotel room, illegally perpetrating violence against her. Hey, Mason, go in the other room, man. Come out for the end. I'll take it back, okay? These are the things that are happening. We can't have this in our country. Nancy Pelosi lives behind a big fence, surrounded by armed guards. Your favorite Hollywood actors have armed guards. They work in a building that is surrounded by armed guards. Yet they tell you you can't have a wall to protect the national security and you can't have guns. Sarah, those are the ones they're talking about. But that's not the truth here. The truth is all it takes is for someone to go, and this is the trick about the red flag gun laws, Sarah, is all it takes is a person to go, he's got a gun and I'm scared. I think he's crazy. That's it. There's no doctor. There's no diagnosis. They come to your house with a health professional. They evaluate you on the scene. And then they raid your house. And they take your stuff. They violate your Fourth Amendment. They violate your Second Amendment. Thou shall not be infringed means thou shall not be infringed. I believe if there's no crime, there's no foul. All right, you have to wait till someone commits a crime. That's the way it goes. And they get caught, they're caught. You can't go, oh, God, Billy's got a gun and I'm scared and have them raid his house. They've already had a person killed up north here, I believe it was in Maryland, over guns, red flag gun confiscation. People came in his house. He had his gun. He's like, oh, my God, who's coming in my house? Comes out with his. You know, he's going to protect his life, liberty, and property. He don't know who's coming in his house. And they shot him. Is that cool? Is that what we want? No. Red flag gun laws are no good. They are unconstitutional. Bump stock bans. I'm not a fan of bump stock bans. Because, folks, the Second Amendment isn't for skeet shooting and hunting. It's for repelling tyranny. It's for repelling tyranny. A guest. Marissa is going to call us. Yay! Do you need the number, Marissa? Let me know. The Second Amendment is to repel invasions from foreign countries because we're not supposed to have standing armies on the U.S. soil. The soldiers come to the soil, they go home. We're not supposed to have standing armies. It's over here. Get one. Read it. So the people are the standing army. We are the militia. We are the ones who are supposed to protect our nation from foreign invasion and tyranny. No one's supposed to do that for us. That's our job through the Second Amendment. And then you can go hunting and skeet shooting and target practice and all that fun. That's the fun stuff. That gets you ready and practices you for the repelling of tyranny and foreign invasion. Does anybody disagree? I don't think anybody disagrees. Because that is what the forefathers intended when they wrote the Second Amendment. That's the real deal. It's in that. Read it. Shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed. Like I said last week in the last show, the military has a 50 caliber machine gun mounted to a tank. I should be able to have one in my garage. I should be able to have a Black Hawk helicopter in the backyard. And if I can't have that, then neither should they. Not here in the United States, not as a standing army. Sorry, that's violating the Constitution. Oh, that thing's an old history relic on the wall. Oh, my guests faded away. Where did you go? Where did you go? I was on a roll. I'm sorry. Please call back. Jennifer's watching. Margaret, of course, I would love to have you on soon here. You can maybe come in on a segment Monday and we could talk about your organization there. I think it's very important to support our vets. Preston C. Sharp doing great things. He's doing wonderful, wonderful things. Flags and Flowers Challenge. Search him out. Check it out. Good stuff. Yeah, I know I got a bad connection, Margaret, but you know what? It's just a pixelated picture of me. I got a face for radio, so pixelated out, it's okay. You know what I mean? Because I got a face for radio. As long as the message and my voice comes through, that's all that matters. You know what I mean? Call back. We need Marissa on the phone. You got to hear her thing, her story, what she's involved in. It's unbelievable. So much stuff happening in reference to this immigration crisis. What these people, like this guy, David Stringer, he's insane. They're all insane. The liberals and the Democrats have lost their mind. Infanticide. Oh, infanticide. Yay, let's have a party. Like, really? What is wrong with these people? I don't get it. I'll never get it. I'll never understand how anybody would be like, okay, lady, the baby's crowning. Are you sure you want this child? You could say no now. We'll just, kill it here on the table. Pop it out, kill it. It's crazy. They're nuts. I'm hoping Marissa calls back. Marissa, please call back. Please call back. Please call back. If you're in the live feed, please call back. Please call back. Please call. That's why I don't sing. That's why I'm not an entertainer. That's why I'm not Eminem. I'm more like, Snickers or something. I don't know. Skittles. Taste the rainbow.
That's right, Dad. I'm the Three Musketeers.
I'm the Three Musketeers bar. One for all and all for one. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get Marissa to call back in. We need her to come in and at least fill us in on the story, where it stands and where it's going. She's a little kind of limited on what she can say right now. There she is. She's in the live feed. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Marissa Hamilton. What an amazing story we got here. Marissa, what's happening? Welcome back.
Hi, and sorry, I'm only probably going to have 5 minutes to talk, and I apologize for that, but I will get through as much as I can. Where would you like to begin?
All right, so just tell folks what you were at this event, sitting next to David Stringer, and you had your live feed going, and he's talking next to you with whatever. What happened? Tell the folks, first, where's David Stringer? What is David Stringer's real story real fast? Super brief. He was a representative.
And I just want to preface this with that. I have to be very, very careful with what I say because Arizona has very weak anti-SLAPP protection laws, which means that I can essentially get sued very easily. So I can say the things that were reported in the media and that I testified to,
right.
But not really
yeah.
anything else beyond that. So the media reported, so one, Representative Stringer was a Republican representative in Arizona for a northern Arizona district, primarily in Yavapai County, which is my home county. It's where I spent my summers. My grandparents are buried there. My mom lived there up until a couple months ago. And so I had come in contact with him because when I left the Libertarian Party and became a Republican, I was told that he was the most pro-liberty Republican in the state. And he was very well respected by the Republican Liberty Caucus, which I'm on the board of, and many conservative groups. And he was focused on criminal justice reform, which is something I focus on too. So we had a conversation, and him and the other representative, Noel Campbell, to talk about me running in 2020, because neither Noel or David were planning on running in 2020. And so from there, he started inviting me to come to different events. So the first event was to a women's lunch event, and it's the biggest in the nation. Republican Women of Prescott, they have about, I don't know, there was a good 300 to 500 people at this event. It was packed. And
nice.
And so they had a speaker there from the Border Patrol, and he and his advisor to Trump, and he talked about, briefly mentioned about sex trafficking of children on the border and how severe it is, but he didn't go into any details. So representative,
which is what we talked about kind of on the last episode you came on. We talked about a little bit.
Exactly.
I was telling people about the foster care system and the trafficking of the children, which is huge.
Right, right. And that's my biggest issue that I fight is violence against children. And so Representative Stringer, and I was live streaming the event, and so I can hear him on camera, and he asked me if he should ask a question about immigration. And I said, no, you should ask a question about this issue with sex trafficking of children in Arizona. And he said, no, I don't like to demonize it on camera. And then he said, I think it's demagoguery, or it's a demagogue on it. I don't remember verbatim, but the video's been published by the media. And went on to say that he doesn't believe in child sex trafficking, but he does believe that 15-year-olds are a bunch of prostitutes. Or there are 15-year-olds that are a bunch of prostitutes, something to that effect. And went on to say that... what children, and he asked if there was 10-year-olds, and I said, well, no, there's also 5- and 2-year-olds. And his inflection in response was, there's 5-year-olds and 2-year-olds? And the inflection was just terribly creepy, almost like an excited inflection. And I was shocked, and I was like, no, this is awful. This is something that's real. Like, the Border Patrol guy just started talking about it. And I eventually stopped live streaming, and then after the event was over, he walked me to my car and said some other shocking things and described a scenario that of an uncle taking his niece or nephew to the playground or merry-go-round and then having
right.
candy or ice cream, and that
doing
essentially that yeah, doing their thing, that violating them was just an experience. And I vehemently disagreed with him and told him that, no, this is violence and this is terrible and it causes tons of damage to children and lifelong damage. And he just said we have to agree to disagree.
I just had a notion. Do you think maybe possibly some of these sick, twisted Democrats are so into Islam because Islam marries 9-year-olds? Possibly sick, twisted pedophiles want to be Muslims because of that?
Sorry, I was getting out of my Uber. Can you ask that question again?
I said, I wonder if some of these sick, twisted Democrats are so backing Islam because in Islam they marry 9-year-olds under Sharia law.
Well, this is a representative that's a Republican. He's a hard Republican, a hard conservative Republican.
So he's probably
he's
not
a Democrat.
Islam.
No,
but I was
he's
just wondering
spoken
if Democrat,
out strongly against Islam.
Well, but I was just wondering if the Democrat, Maybe that's why they so support Islam, or some of them, a very minute, small minority of them. You never know.
I've never heard of that. I mean, yeah, I've never heard of that. Democrats have loudly condemned David Stringer, and whenever we've had any, typically in Arizona, when there's some type of a sex scandal against minors, it's quickly condemned by both parties. In this situation, we had an issue where some Republicans were not condemning it, and some of them. I mean, David Stringer. To be clear, David Stringer has still asserted that he is innocent, and has asserted that. And some people still believe him. So essentially what happened is... Sorry,
go ahead,
what was
I'm sorry.
That?
No, go ahead. You finish up, and then I have a question.
Yeah, and I have to get going shortly. So essentially what happened is from there, I was shocked. I was horrified, but I didn't know anyone, and I didn't know what to do. And I had no one to turn to, and I had no legal recourse. And so from there was one other event that I went to two other events that I went to, and I was trying to see if I could understand where he was coming from. He wasn't restating positions that were similar to that. In one of the events, it was a press conference that got international coverage. And so his story ended up gaining a lot of traction. From there, in the press conference, he said statements that were demographically correct, but were probably poorly stated. In Tucson, there's an issue where the demographics are that 60% of the children in Tucson are Hispanic. And so with school choice in place, there was a Hispanic group that was complaining that that a lot of the white children were going to the charter schools, and therefore it was decreasing the diversity of public schools. And David Stringer decided at a speech to talk about the fact that there weren't enough white kids to go around, and that set off a firestorm in the news media. And so those were the statements that I helped him to work through in the press conference, because although he said them in a poor way, demographically speaking, he was accurate. But there was a lot of other things that he had said that were very hurtful to the Black community. And so he met with some of the community members from the Black community in South Phoenix, and they had a very fruitful discussion. A few months later, there was another statement that came out for another video that came out of him. And remember, my video still hasn't been released. No one knows it exists. No one knows those comments existed. There was another video that was published in the media of him going and speaking at ASU. And in that video, he essentially said, and people will have to go back to look at the video to get the exact quote, but essentially his statements were that were in regards to blackface and in some sorts, and that there weren't, that Black people can never fit in because their face is Black and America is white. And he said some other very derogatory statements.
And not only has he been spewing out kind of stupid racist comments, he had a pretty dark past in the 80s, from what I understand.
Right. So he had also published a editorial in 2017 that essentially boiled down to, it was reported as him saying that American culture is white culture, and therefore immigration is an existential threat because of the fact that we're diluting the whiteness of America, is essentially what it boiled down to. And so pretty horrific statements, right? And so, right. So from there, it was then released shortly after that, that in 1983, he had been accused of having child porn and prostitution with one with multiple people, but one of them being a 15-year-old. And David Stringer shrugged it off as it being false accusations, and that's why he knows how bad the criminal justice reform system is, because his whole career was almost destroyed over this. They dug, an ethics committee was formed. Our legislator, Kelly Townsend, submitted an ethics complaint. An ethics committee was formed, and they started an investigation. They demanded that he release the documents from his expunged records, and he refused. He continued to refuse. Then one of the news outlets released the police report, and it showed that it was actually young boys that were under the age of 15, I believe, and one of them was mentally disabled. And he paid them, he would meet them in the park and then pay them take them back to his place and pay them $10 for sexual acts. So when that happened, I had already been in the process of securing a lawyer. I was already in the process of getting a subpoena to testify. I think I may have actually already testified, but the testimony had not been released yet. So they released the first batch of testimony a week ago. And at that point, David Stringer had already resigned. He resigned, like, I think 2 weeks ago. I might be wrong. I don't have any of my notes in front of me. Then the video and the testimony I gave was released yesterday. And
pretty crazy.
So.
And where does it go from here? What's the next step? And then we can wrap up.
What the next step is to get anti-SLAPP law protections in place for Arizona. And what that means is that then when something like this happens, victims or advocates like me would be able to come forward and say, hey, this is what occurred. And as long as it wasn't a lie, anti-SLAPP laws would protect us from being able to be sued into silence or sued into bankruptcy.
Right.
And so the reason why it takes so long in many cases for victims to come forward is because the consequences of reporting that you're a victim, especially against someone that's high profile, are very, very steep and unlimited. In many states, there are zero protections for that. And so whereas I strongly stand against false accusations, which is why I didn't want to just come on out once the video first happened, I think it's important to make sure you have the facts. And at that point, he had just said really bad things, something he had continued to do through the rest of the year. When the information was released, it actually became more dangerous for me to release the video without a lawyer and a proper subpoena.
There are very evil, dangerous Republicans too, folks. They're on both sides of the aisle. It's not just dedicated strictly to the Democratic Party. There are sick, demented Republicans and conservatives too. I call some of these folks Trump bots. It doesn't matter what he said. It's law. If he signs it, it's the greatest thing ever. It's America first. It's keeping America great again.
I want to just make one thing clear because I have to get going. I don't know I don't know if David Stringer did the things that he's been accused of. I don't think anyone knows. So I'm not saying that he did these things or saying he didn't do these things. My job was simply to participate in the investigation and cooperate to the best of my ability so the investigators had all the information. That's what I did. And so I hope that other people that, when we have an elected official that is doing things that are inappropriate, highly inappropriate, whether they're a Republican or a Democrat, I hope people will come forward. And I'm hoping that the new laws that I'll be pushing will be able to help that to happen and ultimately protect victims, especially child victims of sex trafficking.
We have to hold them accountable. All parties, all people, they break the law. They got it. The scales of justice must be balanced. That's it.
Yep.
Thank you
absolutely.
So much, Marissa.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for coming on again. And I'm glad that we're in a chat and we could do these things. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. There you have it, folks. That's Marissa Hamilton. We are all in a group chat together with folks. We're trying to connect the dots between the illegal trafficking of children and the foster care system with Marissa and Melinda Henry Oporto. And we got Amy's in there, and she's partners with Marissa and Steve Ronbeck's in that group with us. And we talk and we do these shows all the time because the illegal immigration crisis isn't just the people at the border. It's kids, it's being trafficked, it's drugs, it's violence, sexual assault, rape, disease, famine. People are coming here starving to death. They're starving their kids. The kids are dying. It's, you know, it's got to be stopped. It's really just, it's shocking. Shocking. So, this Monday, I'm going to do the calendar. We'll do the Star Spangled Banner with Bail. Monday is a great show. The truckers across our country are gearing up to do a nationwide crawl where they're going to be on the highways. Folks are going to get mad if you're on the highways, but they're trying to make a statement. The ELD system of logging, the electronic logging database that they have to sign on to and log on to is easily hackable. They're not getting their rights. They're being regulated to death. And the truckers are coming on to do a slow crawl. We're going to be talking about the crawl. It's going to be happening in many states here towards the middle of this month. They'll be on here on the 8th. I'll be bringing a gentleman named Chuck on. He's involved in the organization of this crawl. It's going to be in a whole bunch of states at the same time. Yes, it's a slow roll. A slow roll, that might be what they're calling it. The slow roll, not a crawl. And we'll be talking about that. We got a great group chat for that as well. It's like Patriot Truckers is something. I'm going to look at the group right now here on my list. I'm in like 100 group chats all at the same time. There's so much going on all the time, and people are helping and contributing to this show and helping out and doing great things. The Patriot movement's huge, and it covers many different facets of saving America. There's so many different things that are happening in the Patriot movement, different people with different ideas and different ways of making a statement. It's the Patriot Trucker Collaboration group chat. And we're going to be going live 8 p.m. Eastern with them. Good guy named Chuck is going to join us, like I said. And then on the 11th of this month, we have Claire Culwell. She is a survivor of a botched abortion. And hey, Reb, hey, Brian Lang, what's happening? She survived the botched abortion, and she's coming on the show with her birth mother, who at the time of the abortion was 13. Uh-oh, what happened? Rusty, you got to call the show. You got to call the show, Rusty, not my regular phone. Reb, I had to shave it off. The beard's not really me. I did it. It was something I felt like trying. I tried it out. It's gone. It may be back. It might be back. What was I talking about? Oh, crap. You guys screwed me up. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, talking about the truckers. I'm doing my schedule. Claire Culwell and a birth mom who was 13 years old when she was brought to an abortion clinic by a parent with twins, but they did not know it was twins. And she is good friends with Abby Johnson from the movie Unplanned. You might have heard we had one of the gentlemen on that's portrayed in the movie, and we had Claire on, and we talked about Unplanned, the movie. But she's coming on with a birth mom. That's on the 11th. And on the 15th, I am working on getting the lawyer for Clint Lawrence on the show again. His name is John. He came on the show before, you might remember. Talking about the Clint Lawrence case, there's some developments coming up, I believe. And they're going to, hopefully you're going to be the lawyer and the author of the new book that's out. They have a book out, and it's really an excellent book. It's called The Travesty of Justice, The Shocking Prosecution of Lieutenant Clint Lawrence. Some new evidence has surfaced, from what I understand, they found some explosive devices with the DNA of some of these guys they killed on the battlefield on the explosive devices. So there's some developments. We're going to try to get them on the show on the 15th of April. So, folks, if that's what you're into, you want to hear about the Clint Lawrence story. If you don't know about Clint Lawrence, he was on the battlefield. I believe it was in Afghanistan. A couple of guys, terrorists on motorcycles, there was some movement. They were approaching their position. They're on a battlefield. It's a war zone. And he ordered his men to fire on these men on a motorcycle who, in that region, use motorcycles for roadside attacks and attacking people, tying a bomb and driving into a crowd. Stuff like that. That's what they do. That in that area, that's how it goes. And these guys rolling up, and what are you going to do? So he ordered his men, one of his guys, to fire and take him out. And they charged him with murder. He's been in jail 6 years, and he got a 19-year sentence. They took off 1 year in some sort of an appeal. So he's 6 years into a 19-year sentence. The guy's innocent. We'll be talking about that. That's the Clint Lawrence story. Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, research it, folks. Look into it. And so now that's my schedule up to the 15th. I'm going to do this. This is the Star Spangled Banner, as performed by our good friend Dave Bray, Dave Bray USA, www.davebrayusa.com. Get your copy of Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition today. This is his version of Star Spangled Banner. Please rise and join me as I put the flag here on the screen and we do the Star Spangled Banner. Mason, you coming out for the Star Spangled Banner, son? And here it is. Please remove your hats, rise, put your hand on your heart. Thank you. Remember, I'm backwards. This is my right, this is my heart. There it goes. See what happens. It's spinning. Really getting tired of this internet weak signal here in this house. It's really a drain. I bought this thing. It's a booster. It didn't boost shit. Come on. It's spinning. I'm going to do it on the soundboard, folks. It's going to sound kind of funny. Here it is. The Star Spangled Banner. DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission Story. Boom, big bang, boom. Can't get nothing to play. On the line. He lives down in Brownsville. We're going to go back to the Star Spangled Banner after this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Rusty Monsees from Brownsville, Texas, down on the border. Rusty, what's up?
Okay. Mark, I need some help down here. The question was whether Camp Lone Star was reopening. It never closed. The only thing I did in deference was the fact that I always folks always called it the farm, okay? Now, we've got more and more people coming through here. We're getting a higher incident rate of those maniacs, you know, with the funny hairdos and the beards, and being facetious. They're coming in armed. They're mixing in. And now what's taking place now is the fact that there's interaction, physical, with the local gangs, because the gangs are Catholic and these characters are not. Now, we've got people on the property almost every day in groups of anywhere from 15, some were identified up to 75 in a group that tried to come through. Now, I don't expect everybody to come down here as like a Rambo. What we need is eyes and ears to help the Border Patrol because they are skeletonized.
Yep. So, Rusty,
and this is what is needed.
Rusty, I have a friend of mine, Paul. He's coming. He wants to come down to the border in the summer. He's planning to bring 10 people with him. So I think we can get that. Some people down there in the summertime at least. But for right now, you need people right now. So you need boots on the ground ASAP. Is that correct?
Yeah, within the next month thereabouts. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to have a man who's going to come down here with his shredder, and he's going to cut down some of the grass here in a flat area. If the guys want to come in, and if they want to, play rustic, bring their tents, more power to them. That's fine. If they want to bring a trailer down, a little one, these little fold up or blow down or whatever you want to call it, trailers, that's fine too. I don't particularly care. But here's the thing. One thing that I expect them to fit into the normal people down here. I don't want them dressing like Rambo in the daytime. They got to be conventional. Okay? That's the main thing because that doesn't irritate the people as well as you know. Okay, Mark? And this is the thing.
Yes.
So that is, and if they want, you've got my phone number. Do you want me to give it out?
I have, yeah. If you would like to give it out, we can put it out here on the live feed too. I got the area code here.
Okay. The area code is 956-266-2116. I'll say it again if somebody's looking for paper and pencil. It's 956-266-2116. Now, I'll say this in passing. If they want to contact me and they can't any other way, call the Fort Brown Border Patrol Station. They can usually find me, and I think they probably got my phone number probably tattooed on every wall, including the bathrooms down there at the station or the Sheriff's Department, Cameron County. But here's the thing, and I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but look, I've had a stroke. Everybody knows about that. I'm having trouble, and the sleep time isn't working well. And, hell, I'm 71, folks, you know, and I'm trying.
Yeah.
And
God bless
you. So anyway, but listen, I'll let you all go back. You all be safe. God bless. In Hungarian, because I speak three languages, in Spanish, Dios las bendiga todos. God bless you all. Be careful. Be safe. I go.
Thank you all.
Thank you for your time.
We'll set something up and try to get some folks to come down here and help the Border Patrol guard the border.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You heard it there, folks. Down in Brownsville, Texas, the Muslims are coming across armed. The cartels are generally Catholic. And there is some kind of conflict getting ready to brew up down there. You heard he alive from Rusty down on the border in Brownsville, Texas. He lives on the border. He lives on the border. Rio Grande, America, over here. He watches this stuff all day long. But folks, once again, call Rusty. Get down to Camp Lone Star or down on the farm, as he likes to call it, the farm. Got a bunch of acres down there. He's got plenty of room for camps, fold-up campers, primitive tenting. Come down, be the eyes and ears. Do not come down as Rambo, dressed in fatigues, carrying M60s. Come down peacefully, dressed like a person. They don't want to have the militant type because that freaks people out down there, and they don't want to have, like, obvious militia members. Like, come down in street clothes. Come help be the eyes and ears of the Border Patrol, and if you can. And with that, we'll try to Star Spangled Banner one more time. wrap this show up. I'm 20 minutes late. My wife's going to kill me. Radio show. Tune in Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Search us out on Facebook at the Patriot Nation Radio Network and Patriot Nation Radio. Until then, good night. God bless. Love you all.